Here's a secret from Arm & Hammer for fresh-smelling cat litter.
My name is Joanne. I have 2 kids, 3 cats, and I just tried Arm & Hammer Ultralast cat litter, and it's been amazing. This litter is magic. It has just made my house smell cat-free.
Ultralast has powerful odor destroyers, plus every granule is coated with baking soda to give you longer-lasting odor control, even if you miss a scoop.
I'm definitely switching, and thanks to Arm & Hammer Ultralast, I can have my cats without the litter box smell.
Switch today, be odor-free tomorrow.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Can you hear me? Papa, can you see me?
Bing is for doing, and we are doing Keeping Up with the Kardashians Season 8, Episode 3. Papa, can you hear me? My name is Keaton Markey, and I'm here with my co-host, Danica Kennedy. Woohoo! We don't have Jason here with us tonight. This is his first AfterBuzz he is missing, and he is seeing a glorious concert at the Hollywood Bowl tonight, so we hope he's having a lot of fun and enjoying his night off. But let's jump right into it. And Danica and I both were so excited about the news and gossip this week.
We have to do it.
The baby name... Northwest. A lot of people thought that was a joke. There were a lot of other names floating out there.
And a lot of people still think it's a joke.
Yeah, still think it's a joke because there were so many times. I mean, Kim actually was on Jay Leno and that came up and she kind of just laughed it off and started saying, oh, I like Easton better, and started saying about K names and said that name was absolutely not on the list. But she kind of threw us all off the scent, and that's what they're saying is actually on the birth certificate, and there's actually no middle name. It's just Northwest, and I was actually reading an article today about it that they're actually going to be calling her Nori, which is kind of cute. I kind of like the name Nori.
I like that.
Yeah, it's adorable.
I like it better than North.
North. And that actually Nori was taken from, so Kim's middle name is Noel, and Kanye's middle name is Omari. So if you put like Noel and Omari together, it's kind of like N-O, and then the last two letters of Omari is R-I, so Nori.
I like that there's a story with it, not just, oh, I randomly picked North as it, because... It's like when people get tattoos and it's really bad and you're like, that's the worst tattoo ever. But then it's like, oh, they have this sentimental story that goes along with it. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how I feel about that name.
I agree with that. I mean, I really liked when Easton was kind of a joke floating around there. Everybody was like, oh, my God, Easton West. That's so stupid. And I was like, I actually think Easton's a cute name. And when I first got the tweet about that, like, oh my God, the name is released, it's Northwest, I was like, are you serious? Like, I thought it was a big joke and I thought it was really dumb. But I mean, if any of you guys remember the movie with Elijah Wood called North, it was one of my favorite movies growing up. And I really like the name, and I know mostly guys are named directional names. it is very unique and it's very Kim and Kanye. So. Props to you, whatever. And then, and you were saying something about in Japanese. What is North in Japanese?
Well, I tweeted once I heard the news. I was like, I can't believe my prediction was wrong. I thought it was for sure going to be a K name. Like, I knew for sure. So I tweeted, I can't believe it's not a K name. And then one of my buddies on Twitter, ecast2308, shout out, hey, Erica Castro. But she put at Danica Kennedy, well, North in Japanese is Kita. See what they did there? Hashtag incognito K.
Ooh.
I like it.
I do like that. I you know what? I'm okay with it.
Well, when I heard that they picked the name North, my first thought was, well, his album is Yeezus. So what was I expecting?
You know, like, seriously.
What else could you expect? But there's been so many rumors, even on Twitter now, where it's just like, this has to be a joke. But it seems like it is actually the name. But there's been some, like, tweeters, I guess you could say. And there was this one Twitter someone started, and it was so funny. And I was just trying to find it. It was it's underscore Northwest, and it was just the funniest tweets from the baby. And someone, it was just like, oh, when I become a stripper, my stripper name's gonna be North Pole, and like, oh my full name's North, South, East, West. And like, it was just like jokes upon jokes. And whoever made that Twitter, I don't know who you are, but you are the funniest person ever. And come on our show.
But you said you tried to look it up and it's been like disabled at this point?
Yeah, it wouldn't let me click on it. It was, I don't know if they like made it private or something.
Well,
but
I
also
heard
my
copywriting the name.
Kind of weird. Oh.
So, you know, Blue Ivy was kind of a big deal. So obviously Kanye and Kim, you know, Northwest is going to be even a bigger deal. But I don't know if you can really copyright a direction.
Yeah.
Like, then every time I say, hey, you're going to drive northwest down Lake Orsham, will I get sued by them? Or, like, I don't know. Well, I don't think you can copyright that.
Yeah, and I was thinking, when I heard the name Northwest, I was thinking, oh, they should have done Southwest because the Kardashians have so many endorsements, you know, like all like pistachio Skechers, like Slim Quick, like they endorse everything. So I'm like, oh, they could have had a spokesperson for Southwest Airlines, got some free flyer right? miles first class. I don't know.
Just a thought. I don't know. I'm sure Kris Jenner's already trying to think of ways to make that work, but let's just dive on into the episode now that we're out of the news and gossip. So I guess, you know, one of the main things that we were looking at today or watching today is about Bruce's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a joke throughout the episode, and it's kind of, you know, Bruce is always kind of the butt of the jokes with the Kardashians. He's always picked on, and
I feel bad for him.
I do
sometimes.
Too. I do too. But and I know we were like saying he was boring us in the past couple episodes, but this I kind of like I felt a little sorry for him because like they're giving him so much crap about not being able to hear, and it starts with kind of him just watching TV, and you can even hear it on the audio. I mean, I don't know if they enhanced it in post production, but like, you can hear it through his mic. And, like, their mics are, you know, they're like lavalier mics, which are supposed to just be, you know,
just your voice picks up.
Just his voice. And you can actually hear the television. And when Kris yells in, it's even hard. Like, you can hear it, I feel like, through her mic as well. So he must have something. And he is, I mean, I know my dad, he has issues. Like, he's like, what? But I always say, you know, it's selective hearing. And
yeah,
that's what mom says, and that's what kind of they say. And Bruce has every reason to have selective hearing.
Yeah, with all those women in that house, I kind of was thinking that too because it reminds me of my grandpa. I mean, he passed away, rest in peace. But when, like, 10 years ago, he started losing his hearing. And I was thinking about it. That's a lot like the Kardashians, a house full of dramatic, loud, noisy women. And he was probably just like, I want to block this out, selective hearing. I want to ignore this as we're all yelling and stuff. So I kind of thought he was always just blocking us out. And it turns out he actually couldn't hear us. And we do have the higher pitched voices. And I did some research, and that is what happens. I mean, you hear lower voices better. And that's why when you listen to the radio and stuff, so many hosts have that deep NPR voice
when
they talk and stuff. I need to work on that a little bit. But
welcome to AfterBuzz. The Kardashians.
I guess people just respond to deeper voices better. It's more
they're
like
soothing.
Authority. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then we see that, attention. You know, Bruce actually does take the initiative after it takes like Brody actually talking to him about it, which it's kind of funny, you know, Brody and
oh my God, not Brody, not Brody, but Brandon. Brandon was the one who's talking to him, and it's kind of funny how, like, Brody and Brandon are being used kind of as the gateway to understanding Bruce, and for Bruce to, like, they're almost, like, the middleman between Bruce and the Kardashians, because, like, he doesn't, like, listen to them anymore. He kind of just, like, writes them off now. He's just like, oh, just, you're annoying, whatever. But then, like, Kim goes to talk to Brody and his wife, and I just have to say.
Brandon.
Brandon and his wife. And those interactions seem so staged.
With Brody and Brandon, every scene that they're in, I feel like they had to, like, place them, put the tea on the ground. Like, it's so set up compared to the rest. It's all scripted.
It's almost like an ABC staged family sitcom whenever they're involved. Like, that's what I feel like when Brody and Brandon are in. And it's just, yeah, you're exactly
like,
right.
Oh, got to throw them in again.
Right, I got to get to my mark. Oh, Brandon, you missed your mark. We redo.
Take it from the top.
But Bruce does finally go get, like, meet with the doctor, because Brandon does is like, hey, you know, Dad, you don't feel embarrassed about it. It's just something that happens. And, you know, me and you were talking, and you said, especially with technology these days, you would expect for, like, all of our hearing to be just going down the tube and just being really bad. But
yeah, so young people out there, you should start working in that industry, because people our age are going to be so deaf when we're older.
Story.
I'm already deaf. I blast my iPod headphones in my ear, and I'm on the phone.
I need to go, like, get an optometry school. It'd be what is hearing? I don't even know. Or
hearing doctor? Wait,
hearing doctor school? I don't know. Marissa,
what is it called
when you're a hearing ear doctor? See, she can't hear.
Hearing doctor. Even he called it the ear doctor, and she was like, for hearing?
Yes, for hearing. Anyway, he goes and he finds out exactly what you were just saying, is that he, as men get older, he's actually lost a lot of his perception of high-pitched noises. So thus, any of the Kardashian women's voices are just
Nothing
when they talk to him. So, and it was a little scary, because they're like, you know, if it's your worst on your right side, and it might be caused because of a tumor. And I mean, a lot of this episode centered around people being sick and cancer. And so that was a little scary to kind of see them touch on that subject. And you could see Chris immediately. I mean, her and Bruce bicker all the time, but she was really scared. And like,
well, he was in denial, too. He's like, I hear fine. I can hear. And it's like, no, you can't. We are all telling you this. So it's good he finally went in and just did it. But I didn't understand why he was so opposed to it at first. I'm thinking, like, you have this big facelift, but you won't get a hearing aid. Like, it's kind of weird to me that you would do something like that, but not the other thing, when it's like the hearing is so important. It's how you learn about what's going on. It's how do you know what's going on with your family and what's going on in your house if you can't hear?
You look up TMZ.
Yeah.
And you read the articles about the family.
You better see pretty well.
No, but I completely agree with you on that. He was so scared. I think a little nervous as well about the MRI. And it's like, you willingly went under the knife to change your face. Why are you so nervous about, like, not only getting hearing aids, but getting an MRI and making sure, like, your brain is healthy and all that stuff. It was a little confusing. But, I mean, a lot of people, it's like, ignorance is bliss. Yeah. Like, you'd rather not know, even though it's smarter to know.
Also, it might make him feel like that's kind of, like, a line passing from, like, middle age to being old. Like, you have to get a hearing aid, you old man, kind of thing. So I could see why you would want to postpone that in some ways. But
yeah.
I don't know. If I was losing my hearing, send me in there, you know? Just fix it, you know?
Absolutely. Well, so we go through this, and Bruce gets the MRI, and everybody's there for the results, and they build it up like we're going to find out that Bruce is dying.
Cue the dramatic score
Office. Chloe and Kim come in, and you're just like, oh my gosh, what's going to be wrong with Bruce? We would have heard about this in the tabloids if something was wrong.
That's my thought, yeah. Too. I was like, he's fine, because we would have known by now.
Exactly. But we come to find out that he's absolutely fine. Like the tabloids have told us. We don't know if him and Chris are getting a divorce, but his hearing and his brain are okay, which we're very happy to know that Bruce is healthy and fit and good. And yeah, so he's good, and no more worrying about, you know, Papa, can you hear me? Because he's going to get fitted for hearing aids. So
it's called an autologous. Autology.
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 Well, like auto autology.
Oh. Well, I'm out, guys. I'm going to go to autology.
Throw these in. Not helping the hearing. Just kidding.
Speaking of being able to hear.
Yes. we should bring that up. Speaking of hearing, you guys love listening to us, as we can tell since you're listening to us now. So if you want to listen to more of our shows, you can go to iTunes. You can download our podcast for free at AfterBuzz TV. You just look up The Kardashians, and we have tons of other different shows on there. Like all the E! Shows we cover. If you're a fan of The Kardashians, I'm sure you're fans of the other Kardashian spinoffs besides the Mothership show. We have all of that covered, as well as pretty much every other genre and show out there. We have tons of shows here, so be sure to check it out and follow those shows that you like. And also be sure to download Serial Buddies, which we both watched.
We've both seen.
It's created by our people here at AfterBuzz. Maria Menounos is in it, Christopher McDonald. It's an amazing cast. It's really
Kathy
funny.
Lee Gifford. And yeah, it's a great movie. It's super funny. It's definitely one of like
funny
those,
and twisted.
It is very twisted. It's one of those kind of like cult
murder
comedies.
Funny.
Murder. Yeah.
So check it out and download it, because we're bringing you all this free material all the time. So it's the least you can do.
So speaking of Serial Buddies and kind of sick and twisted, it's kind of the funny prank that's happening with Chris right now that Scott is playing on her. He's pretending to be Todd Kranz, her nephew, and has been continuously calling her, it sounds like for a few months now, and talking in a really strange, high-pitched voice, which when we saw him doing it on the show, it sounds like Scott. So it's very strange that she doesn't realize it's Scott. But
I want to hang out with him and do prank phone calls now so bad. I love prank phone
this
calls.
This is Todd Kranz. But it's so funny that he's able to do this. And he not only is calling her cell phone, but he also calls restaurants. And I found it strange that you can call a restaurant if, like, you see a celebrity sitting there and you can be like, hey, can you give the phone to so-and-so? This is her. Like,
yeah, I was thinking that, too. I was thinking that must have been staged somehow where he must have said, like, hey, we're playing a trick on her. Can you please, like, put us through her son-in-law or something?
I feel like they had to have known ahead of time, because I just think for security purposes, like, you would the restaurant would not be able to say, no, they're here. I don't know.
Could you imagine, like, hey, I'm friends with Kim Kardashian, and I hear she's at the bar. Can you give the phone to her? They're not going to do that.
No, it's just very strange. But then, like, what's funny is that Scott kind of takes it to another level, which he always does, and he starts sending her flowers.
$200 flowers.
Because Scott can just throw that away.
Champagne. At the restaurant after he called.
Oh, yeah, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day when she was eating dinner with Bruce, and then she gets a glass of champagne from her nephew who isn't really calling her.
No, but and it's funny because Todd Kranz is a real person, but, like, because, like, at one point Chris was having dinner with, like, Todd Kranz' mother, and it sounds like. And so it's just funny that, like, Chris hasn't talked to, like, the real Todd Kranz. I don't know. I'm looking forward to when kind of this whole Todd Kranz thing, like, I want, like, Scott to call her and then walk into the room as Todd Kranz, because I just feel like it's going to be a really funny reaction. And
I just love how when she brings it up around all of them, they all know and they just laugh like, oh, you have a stalker, like, no big deal. But when Kim started hearing about it, she lost it. She just could not. She was going to pee her pants, and she was, like, trying to hold it together. It was so funny.
I'm gonna do a little side note really quick, because I don't want to forget this. But Chloe got an adorable boxer puppy that we saw in the episode. And I remember when she tweeted about it a few weeks ago. And the
Bernard Hopkins.
B-Hop. So cute. And I'm so happy that Chloe did get a puppy, because I know she's such a motherly, like, girl. And I'm just happy that she can focus that in one direction. And what better way than with a puppy?
Who needs babies when you can have cute puppies, right? Like that?
Like, she did the right thing. Like, you know, Kim and Courtney go and get knocked up, and Chloe is like, I'm just going to get a puppy.
I love it. And it's funny because Chloe's the one that's married, and the other two got knocked up and they're not married.
True story. Well, we all work it out in a different way.
And since I brought that up, I think that Kim and Kanye should stay not married and follow in Courtney and Scott's footsteps. I feel like that worked out well for them, and Kim's had some quick weddings that didn't last very long multiple times. So.
And you know, it was kind of funny that Khloé did bring up during this episode. She was talking about she went to a basketball game where the tip-off was actually between Lamar and Hump. As she calls Chris Humphreys. She was like, it was so awkward. And I wish we could have gotten a little bit more of that, like, story of, like, what that was like. And I am very curious as to what all of their relationships are like now, because obviously his interaction with Lamar is not constant, but he's in the same, NBA circle and industry. And so I would be very curious as to what type of relationship they have, if they're friends still, or if they're just kind of like...
Probably awkward.
Or if they're on the court and they're like elbowing each other in the face even more.
Chris Humphrey divorced Kim, I heard all these stories about when every time he would go out on the court, people would just start booing and like yelling his name. I felt really bad for him, but I don't really like him either. Like, I never liked him when he was on... Was it Courtney and Kim Take New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After I saw him on that show, I was like, I do not like that guy. Don't marry him.
Yeah. Well, she had already married him by the time they did that show.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking
for... Wasn't going well.
Speaking of feeling sorry for people, I kind of feel sorry for Scott. He has this really kind of, which was kind of surprising. I know a lot of the lead up to this episode was, we've seen all these sides of Scott Disick. Now we're going to see a side we've never seen before. And I was kind of like, what is going on? Like, what side of Scott are we going to see? They're like showing all these violent images of him in like
the previews for this side of him.
It is a nice side of him. And I feel like we've been seeing the nice side of him, and I love the nice side of Scott. I think he's such a... I really think he's a genuinely good guy.
I love him now. And if you asked me what I thought of him 3 years ago, I would have been like, I don't know why she's dating him. He's such a douchebag in his freaking pink suits and stuff. Actually, when I first moved to LA a couple years ago, I almost hit him with my car. Did I tell you that story?
You did tell us a story.
He was jaywalking and texting and smoking a cigarette in a pink preppy suit. It was awesome. But
do it, Scott.
Lord Disick. I mean, the Lord can pull it off. But I had my friends in the car that were visiting from out of town, and they never see celebrities. And he walked in front of me, and I slammed on the brake and kind of, L.A. driver, like, what the hell are you doing? And then I, like, looked. I was like, oh, that's Scott Disick. And he kind of just, like, waved. And my friends in the car were like, oh, my gosh, a celebrity, freaking out. And they're like, pull over. And I was like, I'm not going to stop him. That's weird.
Well, this whole thing about Scott kind of being scared of, like, sickness and scared of death, like, came out when they were talking about Cece, who is, like, Kim and Khloé and Courtney's second cousin, their dad's first cousin. And she's had cancer for 15 years, which is just... That's a long time to be sick, and it's super sad. And it's really cool to kind of see that, like Courtney was saying, I really want to get a bone marrow test. And she said that Rob and Khloé have already done it to see if they're matches for her. And again, that just is kind of like another way for us to relate to them, because it's like they're not free from like this sadness of sickness and of cancer.
You still lose people that you care about.
Exactly. I mean, they lost their dad to cancer. And so it just kind of reminds you of, like, we're all human and we all kind of, have to deal with that thing and those things. And Scott doesn't like talking about it. He really just freaks out every time she kind of brings it up. And she's like, oh, you want to go visit Cece? And Scott's like, I don't really know.
A lot of people are afraid of death and illness, especially when they know someone that they care about is really ill.
Mm-hmm.
And he did mention that his dad he's a diabetic, mm-hmm. and he has all these other health problems. So he probably doesn't want to think about it, because he's going to think, like, wow, how much time do I have left with my dad?
Yeah.
But you should think about those things, because if you only have – if there's an expiration date coming up soon, you want to hang out with them and spend mm-hmm. that quality time and say what you want to say while you still can.
And it was kind of unique how Scott kind of was able to confront this fear of his by kind of being tweeted that there was this woman, Josie, in Toledo, Ohio, who on her bucket list was to meet Lord Disick. And, you know, you see this, these conversations between Scott and Courtney. Scott being like, oh, I don't really know if I want to go see her. Like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, I don't like to be around sick people. It makes me uncomfortable. And he's very honest about it, which a lot of people, they're not. They're just kind of like, oh, I just don't want to go there, you know. But he's very aware of the fact of why he doesn't want to go see, you know, this woman and why he's, you know, trying to avoid Cece and stuff. But in the end, he ends up going and meeting this wonderful woman, Josie.
It looked like fun.
It looked like so much. I mean, you know, to get the Lord Disick to show up in Toledo, Ohio, and people were like, oh, Josie, why do you pick him? Why do you pick him? And it's just like, why not? Like, he's somebody who obviously does care enough and does show up, like, makes the time to show up. Obviously, none of us really know what Scott does for a living, so, I mean, like, what else does he have to do? But
I feel like Courtney's comment about his heart growing like the Grinch three sizes was so accurate to this episode, because he was so nice to her. Like, he came out and he visited her and they bonded, and then he gave her one of his Rolex watches, which was one of his first ones, and was like, oh, you've never had a Rolex, and she was so excited, and she was gonna have it fit the next day. And I just feel like, oh, Scott, you're so cute, and you've gotten so much hotter, and you've just blossomed. And same with Chloe, by the way. Get it, girl.
And it's just so, like, I mean, Scott says, like, you know, I think at the end of his meeting with Josie, he's like, I think I am more thankful to have met you than you are to meet me. And he's like tearing up a little bit. And it's just like, I teared up a little bit, because it's like, I feel like you don't meet anybody these days, unfortunately, that hasn't been affected by cancer or hasn't known somebody. And it is amazing to see somebody able to live their life to the fullest, you know, in that stage where she's being told by doctors she has a year to live. So, Josie, rock on. Keep living life. And if you ever are in LA, please, please, please come and be a part of AfterBuzz. Hopefully we can try to get a hold of her and see if she wants to call in.
We would love to
be a part of an episode, just because obviously she's a fan of the Lord, as all of us are.
Yes.
But if you ever come to LA, we'd love to, you know, host a little reunion for you and Lord Disick.
I love her because her outlook on her sickness is the way everyone should be. Like, if you know you're going to only have 1 year to live, you shouldn't just mope around your house and cry about it and have a pity party. She's, like, living life to the fullest. She's taking shots with her friends, hanging out with Lord Disick, with the throne, and, like, wearing a Rolex watch. I just feel like you want to go out with a bang and just, like, live your life the best that you can. And that's probably what affected him so much. I think he was probably expecting some sick lady in bed just waiting around. Oh, there they are. Yeah, see, look at how fun she is.
She's just, like, hopping up and down. Yeah, and I think she did definitely change his perception of, you know, what,
like, sick people.
Yeah, a sick person. And, like, you know, cancer doesn't have to take over your life and take over who you are as a person. You can still be, you know, a happy and go-lucky person. And so, I don't know, it was a very, very heartwarming episode, and I really enjoyed it just because of that, because I love Scott as much as, like, you do, and it just was great to have him be the focus of the episode and for it to be a serious topic that had a happy outcome and featured people, normal people, who are going through normal things and in extraordinary circumstances, obviously, but It's just nice to see them highlighted in a Kardashian episode.
I like that, too. And I kind of like how they've been focusing, even though last week I was like, oh, they keep focusing on Bruce and, like, his other kids and stuff every episode. But I've been keeping up with the Kardashians since they first began. And it's usually just about the three main girls. And it's kind of fun that they're focusing on the other characters.
Yeah. And I think that could lead us into predictions. Mm-hmm.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You want to start?
So, I'm really excited for Chris to find out that Scott's the one that's been prank phone calling, and I want to see her reaction, and I feel like she's going to want revenge, and I hope she does something back to him, fingers crossed.
Oh, that would be so much fun, and I know in the previews for next week, we were talking about how we're loving how they're focusing on different Kardashians rather than the three older sisters, but it looks like next week they're going to have another storyline focusing on Scott and his racing, and a storyline...
Rob
and like dealing with the police. And the one I'm excited about is the Kendall and Kylie rivalry, because I always, whenever I see them in the news, they're always, Chris has really pushed them out, and their publicists have really pushed them out as a pair and not as individuals. And I remember when they first started getting older, Kendall got a lot of press because of her modeling and because of her runway stuff, and I always was like, oh, Kylie's there too, and I kind of felt a little bad for her because I have a sister. Yeah, I have a sister too, and we are about the same age difference as those two. And it's hard having a sister. Do you have any sisters?
No, only child, center of attention right here.
Well, it is hard having a sister because, like, it's always kind of this underlying competitiveness. Even as much as you might love each other and as close as you are, that's always something that's going to be there. And so it's kind of, that's going to kind of come to the surface now. We're going to get to see a little bit more of how they feel about the spotlight and their relationship. So
well,
I'm excited about
sibling
that.
Rivalry in that family isn't just like, oh, Kendall's more popular than me. It's like Kim, then Courtney, then Chloe, then it's like, oh my gosh, all your sisters are more famous than you and you're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, and my sister's name is Kendall too. So Kylie, I get it when Kendall's bug you. I completely get it.
So speaking of predictions, what do you think the problem with the lies Rob got into?
Oh, Rob, I don't know. Maybe he like broke into a donut shop. No, that's horrible. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I feel like it's something with tabloids.
Yeah.
Like maybe defamation of character. That's what I'm guessing. But it's,
I'm interested to find out.
Well, where can we find you, Danica?
Well, you can find me all over the web, like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and my website's all at Danica Kennedy.
And you can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33. Thanks for watching tonight, guys. We'll see Jason next week. Yay!
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.